What's up, guys? It's Ross, KetoCast Podcast. I'm back again. I just did one yesterday. Right back at it again. I'm doing good today. It's 4th of July. A lot of people are out partying and drinking right now. I've been at my computer pretty much the last 3 or 4 hours just putting in some late night work. Wanted to put out a podcast to you guys. I've been getting asked a lot more questions than normal right now. I've been connecting with so many new people on Instagram. That's been amazing. I get to talk to a lot of you guys. There was one person that tagged me in a post that said I was their ketogenic inspiration for keeping it going. So that was kind of random, but that was cool to see. That's why I love connecting with people on social media. It just makes you so more, it gives you just, more of a way than ever to talk to new people and to just be more social than you ever would have been before. Like, I don't know what people were thinking, like people that say that social media makes kids less social or makes people less social are idiots. Cause I don't know what they think people were doing 30 years ago. They were fucking watching TV and doing dumb stuff. So anyways, I'm going to hop into this episode today. I wanted to talk about starving yourself or what people think about diets. A lot of people I talk to, and especially this came from my brother, and this is something I wanted to bring up because I've been asked this a lot from people, is when people hear diet, I really don't even like using the word diet, just because I think people think of it as, you're really cutting what you eat. You can't eat very much food, maybe 1 to 2 meals a day, maybe. Your portion sizes are just super small, and really they don't have to be. It goes for whatever your goals are. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I've lost 80 plus pounds, 85 pounds ish. And I have never once starved myself on a diet. I just don't do it. Now there are diets that restrict you from eating more calories than others, usually high carb diets. From what I've found with most high fat, low carb type diet, diagrams or outlays, they really don't you don't have to be too particular on the calories. Now, that's not to say that you can't just go overboard and eat your face off all the time. Sorry about that. So we had a little bit of an interruption. But yeah, so that's not to say that you can't just eat your face off and just not, not pay attention to calories all the time. I think one way, especially on a keto diet, but on a lot of diets, it's like when it comes to nuts and things, those type of high calorie dense foods, you really have to watch your calorie intake when you're eating those. Just because, if you have one serving of almonds, that's like 200 calories, just boom, right there. So you do have to watch the calorie dense foods when you're on a keto diet. But if you're eating whole foods, like whole vegetables, whole meats, those type of foods, you're going to be able to eat pretty much as you want, especially just starting off at first. Maybe when you get into the tail end, I'm getting ready to end my cut that I'm doing right now for my keto cut. And once it's over, towards the end of this diet right now, I'm really restricting my calories. So right now I don't feel hungry. I do intermittent fasting, and just on a keto diet, when you're in ketosis, your body just don't feel that hungry. But that's not to say that I couldn't eat more. So I do have to limit it to a certain extent, but there is no reason why any diet should make you starve on a diet. That's just not the case. And especially when you do get on a keto diet and the suppressed appetite, that's the biggest thing you'll notice is the suppressed appetite on a diet or on a way of eating like this, just because your body's running off of ketones and fats for fuel, and it's not running off of sugar, so it's not constantly just looking for that next fix like you're a drug addict. It just doesn't work like that. So the next topic is, I just got finished today watching the movie Magic Pill. I know some people were telling me to watch that. It's a documentary or a movie, or I'm not sure what to call it exactly, about a keto diet to an extent. It's it mainly just talks about how bad processed high carb foods are for your body, and how that just humans in general, whether it's tribes that have been around for 40,000 years or it's just American, the American type diet, how it's making us deteriorate, and how basically the government and all these big brands have kind of fed us some bullshit for a long time. And I totally agree with that. You know, there wasn't many things on that the whole movie that I disagreed with. I mean, everything was pretty much spot on. I really generally believe that a keto lifestyle, a keto way of eating, is the way to go. And you can call it what you want. You know, I have been straying away even from even calling it keto, just because I think it's kind of been commercialized at this point. So, I mean, I just say low carb, high fat, because that's what it is when it comes down to it. And I try keeping my fats as high as I can, usually about 80%. But, you know, I do have my days where it slacks off a little bit. But I think in a 20 to 30 year window, I think that's where everything's going to go. I think that the internet and just having access to more information has definitely opened up a bunch of doors as far as just people learning about the ways that they should be eating. So, you know, I do think that's going to keep growing. I think it's going to keep getting more talked about, because the way that we've been eating for the last 40 or 50 years has just really hurt humans as a whole. You know, whether it's diseases like heart disease or diabetes or whatever it is, it's just really hurt us. And I think one of the saddest things is, and it doesn't get talked about enough in society, in my opinion, is just withdrawals from food. You know, I was a drug addict. I was a drug addict to painkillers and to cocaine and to heroin for a long time. And I was always, you know, just fiending for that next fix and looking for that next fix. And I see that a lot. I don't, you know, me personally, food doesn't control me anymore like it used to. I used to binge eat. I used to, you know, always be looking for that next amazingly bad thing for me to have, whether it was a donut or whatever it was, a cookie, a piece of cake. I'm a big baked foods guy. But whatever it was, you know, once I... Sorry, let me get logged back in real quick. Down my computer. It's just not used to having to have those sugar withdrawals. So it's just like with any drug. You know, when you stop taking any type of drug, basically no matter what it is, whether it's alcohol, a painkiller, food, your body's going to go through a stage where it's just not used to being without that certain thing that you've been given it the whole, you know, that whole time. So it's going to go through a little bit of a weird stage. It's going to go through a withdrawal stage. There was a little girl on the Magic Pill documentary, and she had seizures. She had up to 50 seizures per day. She had autism, I believe. And at first, the first week, I mean, she was completely rejecting, completely pouting, just acting like a little brat for the first week. And then after that, I mean, she completely changed her mindset. She adapted to it. And honestly, she reminded me of how the first week to 2 weeks when I was withdrawing off of drugs, it's the same thing, just packaged in a different way. And people think because it's something we have to have, as in food, that it's not the same thing. But I mean, withdrawals are withdrawals, and they suck to go through, but it's part of the recovery process, and it's a big part to that. So that was my take on that. It was a really good documentary. I would definitely recommend it if you guys haven't already seen it. Anyways, last thing I wanted to talk about is creatine. Can you have creatine? Does it break a fast if you take creatine when you're fasting on intermittent fasting? Can you have creatine on keto? Does it throw you out of ketosis? Does it affect it at all? Basically, living a ketogenic lifestyle, should I be taking creatine? And like I said, I don't think creatine, you know, I was doing some research on it because I take creatine myself even before I was looking up some information for this episode. I don't think it's going to affect you at all with being in ketosis or with fasting. I don't think it's going to affect your fast at all. Basically, all creatine does is it pulls water from various places, a lot from the organs. and it pumps it into your muscles to make your muscles just look bigger, thicker, stronger. It makes them look fuller, makes them harder. So mainly it just pulls the water from inside your organs and from different parts of your body. You definitely want to make sure you stay hydrated more than normal because, you know, when you do start eating healthy and changing your eating habits, you are going to lose some water weight, especially losing the carbs because your sodium intake is going to be so low. So if you are taking creatine and you're just starting keto, you're definitely going to want to be pounding the water. I mean, you're going to want to be drinking a lot of water at first, but it's not going to affect you. If you're trying to, you know, keep your muscle mass or even gain muscle while doing a keto diet, I definitely recommend taking creatine. It's going to help you, for one, maintain, but especially if you're trying to build, because that can be a big challenge. And if you are trying to, I'm going to do another episode on building muscle on a ketogenic diet. And that basically, you know, I'll go more in detail on it, but that just comes down to being in a calorie surplus, which for me, I love doing. I love going through my bulking process because I can eat as much as I want. I can eat more than I even need. I don't know if you guys can hear that, but there's some fireworks going off outside. But anyways, so that's all I have for you today. I hope you guys have a good 4th of July. I'm going to hop off here. I still have some more work to do tonight. But if you guys have any questions for me, follow me on Instagram at @RossHyatt_, or follow me on Twitter at @TheRossHyatt. Send me questions that you guys have. If there's anything you want me to address on the next episode, I will, and I'll give you a shout out. So have a good 4th of July, and I'll see you guys next time, or I'll talk to you guys next time.